Gemara says on that Lamed on the days, Yehuda Amalei Lechavrein, my boy is Bahai Ara, a hemshech of the Gemara that we did yesterday. The Ma'ara comes and says, my boy is Bahai Ara, Amar Lei, Meplanya Zavinta, Ba'achalte Shnei Chazaka. So the Machzik says, Meplanya Zavinta, I bought it from such and such a person. What does it mean, Nach Zavinta? He says, I bought it from Yenin, from a third person. Ba'achalte Shnei Chazaka. So Amar Lei, Planya Gazlonahu. The Ma'ara says, Planya Gazlonahu. Same pismon as yesterday's Gimel. Amalei, Bahaisli Sadi, the Osis, Burta, Vamar, the Zavan Yali. Amalei, Amina Isban Dinoi. The Machzik says, but I have Adim that you came at night and you wanted to buy the field from me. So if it really was stolen from you, you shouldn't want to buy the field. Why'd you come to me to ask me to buy the field? So the Ma'ara answers, Amina, Izbun Dinoi. I thought, Izbun Dinoi. What does it mean, Izbun Dinoi? I'll sell my din. So Rashi, the Rashbam says, Izbun Dinoi. Amarti Belibi, totally liknos bedamim muatim karka haroi livalo litrov alova bidin. I figured, okay, I'm not gonna be able to get the karka back. It's just, you know, I want to have my land. So let me at least buy the land from you. So Amar Rava, Ovid Inish Lizovin Dine. Rava says that he wins, right? That meaning there's no taina. If this person doesn't have Shnei Chazaka, right? He doesn't have Shnei Chazaka, even if he has Eidim of Shnei Chazaka, but if he says that he bought it from the middleman, Planya Gazlana, he's relying on the middleman, it's a Chazaka Sheni Matayna, so then he's going to lose out. Ah, but this individual came and wanted to buy from him at night. No. Ovid inish the zavin dine. It's normal for a person to be zavin dine. What does that mean, the zavin dine? So the Rashbam says, Adam tam shen erotza liskote tafilu ha-shalo, osu yulahotzi ma'osav litul ha-shalo belo dinu machlokas. Zavin dine sounds like I'm gonna buy my din. Meaning, I'm gonna swallow my pride. I'm not gonna argue. Right? I'm gonna buy what rightfully belongs to me. I'm gonna buy what rightfully belongs to me. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, with Perish Rabbeinu Chananel Mefurash, Amina lemizben dinoi, liknos hamerivos. It doesn't mean zavin dine that he's gonna buy the field that should be subject to the dispute. No, he's gonna buy the dispute. Right? He's gonna buy the dispute not to argue, but rather to buy the field that there would be a dispute over. Klomar avabishi shali. Let me buy the machlokas. It's not that he's going to buy the field that there's a machlokas subject to. Right? The pasha pshat is ben dinai means I'll buy the field that's subject to a din Torah. That should be subject to a machlokas. He says, no. No, it's that I'll buy the machlokas itself. Well, why should I argue? Well, why should I argue? Let me just buy the machlokas and I'll get the field back. So Rava says, Ovid Inish, there's Ovid Dine. So therefore, it's not a taina. Just because he came and he wanted to buy the field, he could still say that, no, the field really belongs to me, but I felt that is ben dinai. Okay. Let's go find it. Ha'uda amalei l'chavrei, what does the next Gemara say? Ha'uda amalei l'chavrei, me'bos by'ara, amar lei miplanya zavina v'chaldish nechazofa. The same basic pismen, right? Me'bos by'ara, miplanya zavinta v'chaldish nechazofa. Amalei v'hanakitna shtora v'zavni leminei ha'arba shani. Oh, this is different. Comes the Ma'ara and says, but I have a shtar that I bought it from this individual 4 years ago. You claim that achal d'shnei chazaka. What does that mean? That means that you lived in the field for 3 years. You were ochel peres for 3 years. Let's say it's tov shin pei beis. So he says what? He says he was in the karka. Let's say it's Tov Shin Pei Beis, yeah? This is Pei Aleph. This is Pei. Tes. Ches. Right? How many years do we need? 1, 2, 3. We need at least 7, right? The Hemshech of the Gemara. Tov Shin Ayin Vav. Supposing she will learn Tov Shin? Okay. Right? So,
So the Matzik says he was here for 3 years. Let's assume Tavshin Pei Bay is completed. We're in Tavshin Pei Gimel, so he's here for a full year. Okay, so he's there for 3 years. So comes this guy, and he says, no, but I have a shtar that I bought it in Tavshin Ayin Tes. So I bought it before your chazaka. So how can your chazaka count for anything? So Amalei Misabi Shnei Chazaka Tla Shani Klamina Shani Shnei Chazaka Tuva Klamina. When I said Shnei Chazaka, I didn't mean three. I meant I have it for many years of a chazaka, more than four, maybe five, six, seven, maybe seven or eight or whatever. Amarava Avide Inchi the Karol Shnei Tuva Shnei Chazaka. So Rava says the machzak has a taina. Because maybe Taka had it longer. Maybe he did have it longer. Maybe he did have it longer. The Hanimili Doch L'Sheva, the Kodim Chazaka Dahai L'Shtar Dahach, Chavul Shis En L'Cham L'Chavid El Mizu. But says Rava, that's only if he had it for 7 years. He claims that he had it for 7 years. So if he had it for 7 years, if he had it from Tov Shinayin Vav, right, if he had it for Tav Shinayin Vav, so then he had it for 3 years before the Shtar, so then the Chazaka counts. But if he had it only for 2 years before the Shtar, if he only had it for Shiz, Ein Lecha Mecha Gedola Mizu, the Shtar, the fact that the Marakama sold it to this other individual, Ein Lecha Mecha Gedola Mizu, there's no greater Mecha than that. Right, he sold it to this person, within the 3 years, he doesn't have to be Mocha, just the sale itself, the Mechir itself is the Mecha. So then the Machzik is not going to win. The Machzik can win if he had it for 7 years, because then his Chazaka predates the Shtar by 3 years. But if he only had it for 2 years, then it doesn't predate the Shtar, so then he's going to lose out. And this is the basic Sugya. So the impression you get from the Sugya is, what's the Iker in the Sugya? To figure out, the whole shock of the Tire of the Sugya is to figure out whether Shnei Chazaka means three, or can it mean more than three? That's the Sufik in the Gemara. Right, the Shnei Chazaka. He says, "I have it for Shnei Chazaka." So does that mean three? So comes Rav and says, "No, he's Neman to say that he had it for more than three, because the word Shnei Chazaka could mean taka more than three. If he only had it for three, so then it's not going to be a good Chazaka. Why not? What's missing in the Chazaka? He has a Chazaka, right? He does have a Chazaka. So the Rashbam explains what's the problem." Omar Lei v'hona kitna shtara shekosu b'dezavna likomar shekenuya etzli mina mocher hazeh arba shonim v'nimtza shekoda mekhi l'chazoka shalcha shona achas v'at minoy lo zazinta hilka chazoka she'eni matainahi. What's the problem? If the machzik only held it for 3 years, so then since the other individual has a shtar that he bought it 4 years ago, so then his shtar predates the chazaka. So it turns out the chazaka is a chazaka she'eni mataina. What's he claiming? He has the chazaka, but he's claiming he bought it from the Marakama. It's not possible that he bought it from the Marakama, because if the other individual has a shtar that he bought it from the Marakama a year before, so the Marakama didn't own the field when it came time for the chazaka to begin. That's a chazaka she'eni mataina. He has a chazaka, but the chazaka is not going to help him. You can have the chazaka from Ein Biz Morgan. Without a tiny, you can't win with the chazaka sheni matayna. This is a chazaka sheni matayna, zok the Rashbam. She'amocha lo yochel lemochra l'cha, she'kvar mochra li kodem. The other individual said, look, he sold it to me already. That's why I have the shtar. So he couldn't sell it to you. You taina that he sold it to you. He couldn't sell it to you because there's no one. It's a chazaka sheni matayna. So the Gemara says, how can the Machzik win? That's only if he has it for 7 years. 3 years is Chazaka. Shnei Chazaka can mean more than three, but it's got to be seven. Because if it's only six, and the Chama Chag Gedol Mizu. What does that mean, V'hani Mili Da'och L'Sheva? V'hani Mili Da'och L'Sheva. So the Pasha Pshat is that the Machzik is only going to win if what? Da'och L'Sheva. What does it mean? V'as meint us Da'och L'Sheva? That
he had 3 years preceding the
Gashtar. 3 years preceding the Gashtar, but how do we know that he has 3 years preceding the Gashtar? Mm-hmm. Pasha Pshat is that he has Eidim on all 7 years. That's Pasha Pshat. You read the Gemara, that's the impression you get. And that's how the Rashbam learns. The Rashbam mentions this. Amar Rava, Ovid Inish, the Kari Shani Tuba Shnei Chazakastam.
Rashbam says, what does it mean, Hani mili the ochla sheva? That means that he has edim the ochla sheva. The pashup shot, edim on the chazaka, that he ate the peres for 7 years. Because then his chazaka comes before the shtar. Here. Avali lesle sadi elamishis shoni hadinim bala shtar, then lachamacha gadolamizu. Chemicha mocha baza, hamachzik laso shte shonim shemocha. If the marakama is molcha in the machzik by selling the field to the other individual, so of course he's not going to win. The Amal Rava Ovid Inish the Kar Lishani Tuvish Nechazaka Lam Dukain. The Ika Sadi Akola Sheva Shonim Amayitzvich Lemer Ovid Inish. Doctor Rashbam, does the Yeshua Farshim that claim that Vahani Mili the Achla Sheva? It doesn't mean that he has Aidim the Achla Sheva. He claims he has Aidim the Achla Gimel. Maybe he has Aidim only on 3 years of Chazak, but he claims he ate it for 7 years. As long as he has a taina that he was there for 7 years, even if he only has edus on Gimel Shanim, that's enough. How does he know that? Because Rava has this statement: Ovid Inish Dekari Lashani Tuva Shnei Chazaka. Ovid Inish Dekari Lashani Tuva. People call Shani Tuva Shnei Chazaka. What is he? What kind of strange lush is that? What do we need to know? What do we care what people call Shnei Chazaka? Does Shnei Chazaka mean three? Can it mean more than three? If he has Edom on 7, so he has Edom on 7, what do I care what he calls it? If he brings the Edom, he brings the Edom. Must be that he's not bringing Edom on 7, he's only bringing Edom on 3. Oh, so Rava says, so that's the Chiddush, that Ovid Inish, the Kari L'Shani Tuga, Shnei Chazaka, his Taina is not a lie, right? It's not a Hakosh of what he said, because people do say that, right? When they use the Lashon of Shnei Chazaka, sometimes it's not just 3, maybe it's more than 3. Maybe it's taka more than 3. So therefore, it's not necessary to have edim on all 7. As long as he has edim on the 3, then that's sufficient. The lav milsahu, says the Rashbam. The Rashbam doesn't like Yeshua Farshim. Shari ha-chazoka b'makom shtar al-medis. Lo yecheskes gimel shanim achronim sheyesh lo edim aleim el shtar shel gimel shanim v'ari shtar shel gal shanim akodim l'postlo. The Rashbam says, I don't understand what the Yeshua Farshim is saying. Of course he needs edim on 7 years. What? Shtar is b'makom chazaka. Shtar is b'makom chazaka. So if he doesn't have Edim on 7 years, what's the Tanya going to help you? He has Edim on 3 years. The other guy has a shtar of 4 years, so he has more of a chazaka. His chazaka came before the other one's chazaka. So what's the Tanya of Sheva Shanim going to help you? What's the Tanya of Sheva Shanim going to help you? The other one's shtar came before. Aye, Rava's Lashon. Rava says, Ovid Inish, Dekari Lashani Tuva Shnei Chazaka. Midirei Rava ein lilmot, says the Rashbam, lo tzarech edim lezayin shodim, sharei Rava lahodiyanu ba, da ein okari chozi v'toy, b'may da amal v'sof, shnei chazaka tuva ka amina. David Inish, etc. The Rashbam says, there's no raya from Rava. There's no raya from Rava. Because all Rava wants to tell us is that it's not chozi v'toy. If he's toying v'chozi v'toy, if we view this as a chazara of what he said before us, then he's not going to be nema. Then he's not going to be nema. So Rava's just trying to explain that it's not a chos v'toy. But don't prove from Rava that it's all about his language. That it's normal for a person to say, to mean Shani Tuva in the phrase Shnei Chazaka. And it's all about his taina of Zayin Shanim. No, it's got to be Edus of Zayin Shanim. If it's not Edus of Zayin Shanim, so then the Chazaka of the other individual, the Shtar of the other individual, but Makam Chazaka Kai, it's going to beat out his Chazaka. It's going to beat out his Chazaka. The Rashbam quotes the Yeshua Farshim, who says the Hani Mili, the Ochlo Sheva, doesn't mean that he actually has Edom on the Sheva, but rather that he claims that he was there for Zayin Shana. He only has Edom on the Gimel Shana, but he was there for Zayin Shana. And this is what the Ramban writes as well. Ramban in the Sugya. Ramban writes. Kosov Harav Rabbi Shmuel Zal Shitzorach Lokei Lavi Edim Al Sheva Shonim. Bani Omer Bevada Shmaita B'deika Edim Hu. Aval Le'inyin Hadin Ein Sarech. The Ramban says that the Gemara is talking about where there are Edim, but it's not really necessary. The Nema Lomar Achaltiya Sheva Shonim Migu Diyachal Lomar Diyachal Memer Minoch Zavinta. Uvad Shiyavi Edim Shal Shalosh Shonim. Dr. Ramban, he's not meant to say Achal Sheva Shonim. We're not talking about just a case where he brings Edim, but rather even, right, that he brings Edim that he was there for 7 years. No, even if he brings Edim on 3 years, that's enough. Right? Edim on 3 years is enough, as long as he claims he was there for 7 years. Now, why should the taina of Sheva Shonim be enough? So the Ramban starts us rolling. The Ramban says, why is he nemam with this taina? He only has a taina of Sheva Shonim, he's not bringing Edim, so why should he be nemam with that taina? So Dr. Ramban, one word, b'migu. He's Namun b'migu. It's all about amigu. Migu de minoch zavinta. He could have said minoch zavinta. Could have said minoch zavinta. Because he could have said minoch zavinta, he's Namun to say that I ate the Paris for 7 years, that I've been here for 7 years, even if he only has Edim on the 3 years. So this migu already was invoked by Tosfos. Tosfos, Aval ochla shis shanim v'chule hikshe rivam. Afilu lo aisi sadi ala da ochla shalosh shanim yeinem an lama lakachtia kodem minach b'migu dibay yom minach zavinta. Tosu says, why does the Gemara claim aval shis ein lacham mechagad ala mizu? Actually, this Kasha Tosu is not on aval shis ein lacham mechagad ala mizu. I'm not sure why the Dibur Maschil is aval shis. It's really going on ochla sheva. He says, even if he doesn't have Edim on Sheva Shonim, Tosa assumes, the Rivam assumes that he has to have Edim that he ate the Paris for 7 years. So Tosa says, what do you have to have Edim that he ate it for 7 years? Even if he only has Edim on 3 years, he should be Nema B'migu. Ramban's Migu. Tosa says, he should be Nema B'migu, the Minos Zavinta. The Omeri, the Ein Zemigu, the Meikara, Lo Yitom Klau, Minos Zavinta, the Ein Yodeim, Yeshla Zeshtar, Shekna Mimenu. What's Tosa saying? What is the re-answer? It's not a good migu. Because he's afraid to say minoch zavinta. Why is he afraid to say minoch zavinta? But this guy comes up to the masik and he says, what are you doing? My boy is Baha'i Aaron. He says, I bought it from so-and-so. So instead of saying, I bought it from him, he could have said minoch zavinta, I bought it from you. Because Dr. Ivan, he doesn't want to say minoch zavinta. Because why would he say minoch zavinta? What does this guy have to do with the karka? Everyone knows that the marakama was on the karka. Everyone knows that that he had some connection to the karka, but he doesn't know that this middleman had any connection. So why would he say Minoch Zavinta? If he says Minoch Zavinta, then this guy says, you bought it from me, I had nothing to do with this karka. That's if it turns out that he never bought it from the middleman, so then he could lose the karka. He doesn't want to say something, you know, unless he feels like he'll be able to win with the taina, so he would never say it. So he's afraid, it's like a migu diore, right? He's afraid to say Minoch Zavinta, because he doesn't really know that this guy, that this ma'ara has any connection to the karka bechlal. This is before this ma'ara has said that I have a shtar that I bought it from the marakama before your chazaka. So before he says that, the machzik doesn't know that he has a connection to the karka. So he would never say minoch zavinta. That's a migu diyari. It's not going to work. That's how the Rivam answers. Zok the marsha. Oh, this is the migu that the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rashbam we're thinking of. They don't explain. The Rashbam doesn't explain the Yesh Mefarsh Meshida, but that's what they were going on. Zukushi leperish Rashbam debay the chazak l'sheva shanim. Avul fi Yesh Omrim shekaz Rashbam ema the kushtahu mehay time the labay sadi ella legimel shanim. The Marsha says, according to the Yesh Mefarshim of the Rashbam, this is not a kash at all. Maybe that's taka why the Yesh Mefarshim say that he's neman. He's neman to say that he was there for Sheva Shanim. Is he Aiden that he was there for Sheva Shanim? A tain is enough. If he's telling he was there for Sheva Shanim, as long as he has Aiden that he was there for 3 years, that's enough because he's neman b'migo. He's neman b'migo. B'migo that he could say minoch zavinta. So that's why a tain of Sheva Shanim is enough, even if he doesn't have Aiden of Sheva Shanim. A tain of Sheva Shanim is enough. But isn't Tosus kasha kasha? Right? Tosus said a kasha. The Rivam asked, why shouldn't he even have a migo? Tosus gives an answer. It's a migo diyarev. It's a migu diyare. Right? It's a migu diari. So comes the marsha and says, well, maybe the yesh mafarshim. The yesh mafarshim assume that the migu works. Why does the migu work? L'chor, what the yesh mafarshim are saying is that once the ma'arer is toveya the machzik, so the machzik feels like, what's he being toveya me? Obviously, he has a taina against me. He's not just stam coming up to me and being toveya stam. Stam saying something to me. Obviously, he has some kind of a connection to the field. Now, he doesn't know he has a connection to the field, but he's already thinking that he has a connection to the field. So the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rashbam assume that already at that moment he could say minosavinta. He sees that this individual is toveya him. Mistama, he wants the field. Mistama, he's going to claim that he's the owner of the field. So once the machzik sees that he's toveya him, automatically he feels like, oh, he's going to taina that he really owns the field, so he could say minosavinta. The Rivam felt, no, until he knows for sure that this person has a connection to the field, he'd never say minosavinta. But the Yesh Mefarshim might say that once there's a tviya, so he already feels that this individual wants to get the field, so he's not so against saying minosavinta. Maybe it's not a migu diari anymore. Because once he sees that he's toveya him, so then he thinks that he has a connection. So he'd be more than happy to say minosavinta. So if he'd be more than happy to say minosavinta, then there is a migul. If there's a migul, then he'll be neman to say that I was here for 7 years, but migul that he could say minosavinta. So that could be the back and forth between the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rashbam. Is there a migul? Is there no migul? Is it a migul diyar? Is it not a migul diyar? But there's one other question. What does Avol Shis Ein Lecha Mechor Gedol Mizu mean? Avol Shis Ein Lecha Mechor Gedol Mizu. If you learn like the Rashbam, that Hani Milidoch L'Sheva means that there are Eidim on 7 years. So Avol Shis Ein Lecha Mechor Gedol Mizu means if he has Eidim on 6 years, so then Ein Lecha Mechor Gedol Mizu. He has Eidim on 6 years of Chazakah, but the 2 years of Chazakah are not going to help you. The 2 years of Chazakah are not going to help you. If you only started being Masik in Tav Shinayin Zayin, so he has Tav Shinayin Zayin and Tav Shinayin Ches, but how's it going to help? He doesn't have 3 years of Chazakah before the Shda. Ein lecha mechor gedol mizu. In year number 3, in Tav Shinayin Tes, the Marakama sold it to the Ma'ar. So ein lecha mechor gedol mizu. That's great. But if you learn like the Yesh Mefarshim, that Hani Milidoch L'Sheva doesn't mean that you have Eidim of Sheva. It's all the Taina that he's giving. It's just the Taina. He claims he bought it earlier than the shtar. He claims he bought it, earlier. And why is he neman to claim that he bought it earlier? The migul that he could say, minav zavinta. So then, does it matter whether he claims 7 or 6 or 5? So what? Right, if it's taka true that he bought it from him, right, then he would win even though the other guy does have a shtar. So his taina that he bought it from the original guy should be nema, b'migu that he could say minach zavinta. So even if you have a shtar, but if minach zavinta, I win. So b'migu that I could say minach zavinta, I should win if I taina that I bought it from the Marakama 6 years ago. If it's all in the taina, then there's no difference between sheva and shis. If it's a function of the edus, you need an edus, so then I see. And if you really need an Eidus of Chazakah, so an Eidus of 2 years of Chazakah is not going to help you. But if it's all just the Taina, and the Taina is Neman B'migul D'minov Zavinta, so does it really matter whether the Taina is 7 years, or 6 years, or 5 years? It's only a Taina. If the Taina is correct, so then he really would win. Right? If we trust his Taina, that he bought it from the original guy. Right? If the Taina is correct, that he bought it from the original guy so that he would win. What's the problem? But it's against the shtar. Yeah, but he does have a migul that he could say minach zavinta. So why don't we trust him? Why don't we trust him to say that he bought it from the original guy b'shis? So the Ramban gives a teretz to this. What does the Ramban say? V'chei nami i'och l'sheishonim v'lo hayusham eidim ela shel shalosh neman lomar hayom sheishonim l'kakliyim eploni. He'd be neman to say, I bought it from this other individual, and that was a good mechira. The migu that he could say minach zavinta. if he would say Minach Zaventa, he would win. So he should win with the other Taina as well. He should win with the other Taina as well.
Dr. Rambam, when the Gemara says, that's talking about a case where their attacker are Edom on the Sheishanim. Meaning he doesn't have to bring Edom on Sheishanim. If he just were Toein, Hitaka would win. He'd win Bamigo de Minach Zavinta.
But if he happens to bring Edom on Sheishanim, it's actually worse for him. If he brings Edom on Sheishanim, then there's going to be a problem. Because if he brings Edom on Sheishanim, then it turns out that there are Edom against his Tainas Hamigu. He no longer could say Minach Zavinta. Right? He no longer can say Minach Zavinta because the Edom say that he has a chazaka of only 2 years before the shtar. Right? What's this guy saying?
Nochamo.
If there are Edim on the Sheishanim, so then he can no longer say Minach Zavinta. Why can he say Minach Zavinta?
Oh, of course. If he has Edim that he's been here for Sheishanim, so he can't say Minach Zavinta because he has Edom that he was on the karka before he even bought it from the other guy. Meaning, if the other guy only bought it four years ago and he has Edom that he was on the karka even beforehand, so it's not shy to say Minach Zavinta. So if there are Edom that he actually was on the karka for 6 years, that he was eating the peiros and tavshinayin zayin and tavshinayin ches, he can't say Minach Zavinta anymore, so he doesn't have a migul. So that's worse, according to the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rambam. He's neman to say that he ate the karak, he ate the parents for 7 years, but migo that he could say Minach Zavinta. But if he has eight, and he would even be neman to say that he ate the parents for 6 years, right? He's neman to say that he ate the parents for 6 years, that he bought it 6 years ago, and he would be neman with that tiny migo the Minach Zavinta. But if he has Edom on the 6 years, that's actually worse for him. Because once he has Edom on the 6 years, he can no longer say Minach Zavinta. How can he say Minach Zavinta if he was eating Paris before he even bought the field? So then he loses the Migul. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Avol Shis Ein Lecha Mecha Gadol Mizu means if there are Edom on Shis, then that's going to be worse. If there's only a Taina on Shis, then that's no worse than having a Taina on seven. And that would take a win. But if there are Edom, then it's going to be worse. So according to the Ramban and the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashbam, what's the answer to Tosis Kasha? Tosis asks, why do you need Edom of 7 years? He should be Neman B'migu. So Tosis says, no, he's not going to be Neman B'migu, it's Migu D'Yari. The Yesh Mefarshim and the Ramban would say, no, it's not a Migu D'Yari. Itaka would be Neman B'migu. The answer to Tosis Kasha is that the whole Kasha never began. He would be Neman B'migu. Shis ein lecha mecha gedol mizu doesn't mean that if there's a taina of 6 years, he's not going to be neman. No, if he's toing 6 years, toing 7 years, that's fine. He's neman b'migo de minach zavinta. But if there are edim on 6 years, that's worse. That's taka worse for him, because if he has edim that he was there for 6 years, then he can't say minach zavinta. Then he loses the migo, and if he loses the migo, then he's going to lose the field as well. Yes?
What if you lose the migo in the same way if he had edim that
there for 7 years? He was still there 3 years before the field was bought by the Edom, if he has Edom that he was there for 7 years, so then he definitely is going to win. He wouldn't even need a legal. He could just say Minach Zavinta. Because if he was there 3 years before the lokeh, before the middle guy, right? If he was there 3 years... I'm sorry, just 1 second. If he was there 3 years before, then the middle guy didn't have the right to buy the field. If he was there for 3 years, so he's the owner, the middle guy didn't have the right to buy the field. He could have a shtar from today till tomorrow, but if the machzik was there for 3 years, then of course he's going to be zochin. Yeah.
Why can't we just say simply that if there were Edom for 6 years, then
Migum Edom Lamrina? That's what I'm basically saying.
Right? That if there are Edom, he doesn't have a Migu because the Edom are against the Tainus HaMigu. You see, Migu B'makom Edom normally means that the Edom are against the Taina that he's given. Not that it's that they're against the Tainus HaMigu. The Chiddush is, even if the Edom are against the Taina that he's giving, and the Taina that he's giving is being strengthened by the Tainus HaMigu that he can give, so we're not going to say Migu against Edom. But here it's even worse. Here the Edom are against the Tainus HaMigu, the Taina that he could have given. So it's not a Migu B'makom Edom. There's no Migu here B'chlal. It's even stronger. Right? There's no, you can't say Minoch Zavinta if the Edom are saying that he was machzik before the Mechira even took place. The whole thing's ridiculous. There is no Migul B'chlal. Tovia.
Rabbi, so it seems that we're saying that the Ramban and Yesh Mefarshim that the Migul gives the machzik Ne'amanus that he bought it from Plumi.
Right.
It seems that the Yesh Mefarshim might be saying something a little differently than based off his Lashon. We believe him about his title that he was there for the rest of the years.
What does that mean that he was there for the rest of the years?
We,
what is lit in that title? What's lying in that title? We believe him that he was there for the rest of the, if we don't believe him, so then how's he going to win? We believe him, he was there for the rest of the years, meaning we take him at his word. His taina is acceptable. What's the taina? The taina is I bought it from the other guy. And I was there for the extra. If he wasn't there for the extra years, then the person who had the shtar before him is gonna win out. If we believe his taina, that means that we're believing what he's saying, that he bought it from the other individual.
But, I mean, it doesn't seem that the stock that we're believing him that he was there, and the reason I point this out is because, is it possible that once we just, like, let's say you were to Kohen and sick, that he was there for 6 years. We're not going to automatically believe him based on his Migu. Because, after all, he was only there for 2 years before the Maharim came and had the shtar.
Right, but his taina still is that he bought it from the other individual. So if Minach Zavinta would make him bizoche in the karka, so then we can trust him that he bought it from the other individual. So this, if he bought it from the other individual, right? If he bought it from the Marakama, so then the Marakama didn't have the right to sell the field to this guy, right? If he actually bought the field from the Marakama in year 6, right? 6 years ago, did the Marakama have the right to sell the field 4 years ago? No, he didn't own it anymore. So if we trust the machzik that he actually bought it from the Marakama 6 years ago, then he wins. The problem is that he doesn't have the shtar anymore, and the chazaka was only for 2 years. Yeah, but that's all details. But if his taina is correct, if his taina is trusted, so then we assume that he bought the field from the Marakama. Why should his taina be trusted? Why? The kasha that you're asking is a good kasha, but why? One word. Migu. He's got a migu. He could say minav savinta. Right. He could say Minach Zavinta. So, and if he said Minach Zavinta, he would talk a win. So then he's never with the taina that he gives also. Right? The taina is not really a good taina by itself, but if he said Minach Zavinta, then that would be sufficient, right? Because again, what does Minach Zavinta mean? Maybe I'm not being clear. Minach Zavinta means I bought it from you after you bought it from the Marakama. Meaning, if he has Edom on these 3 years, so if he says Minach Zavinta, he would win, even though he doesn't have a shtar. He could say, Minach Zavinta, I bought it from you after you bought it from the Marakama. And then I was Masik 3 years. So now that he says, I bought it before you claim, you know, before the time that you claim you bought it from the Marakama, if we believe him on that, so then he wins also. Right? He'll win, but maybe that he could say Minach Zavinta and he would win. Okay, but if you don't have a migu, the lechora, the svar of the Yesh Mefarshim is very difficult. I mean, what's it based on? Why should a taina win? The taina by itself is not nemenes. It's only nemenes for migu. It's only nemenes for migu. Yes.
Why wouldn't he have a different migu to challenge the shtar? Clearly, if he's being believed, that means the shtar mechira is a shtar apostle.
Exactly.
So
it's a lie.
So why wouldn't he have to feed? If if he loses his Migo, say when he closes within 6 years, why wouldn't he have a different Migo to be Milka on the Shtar?
What's the Migo? What's the Migo? The Tainus Amigo has to be that he's going to win with the Tain. The Tain of Minos Leventa would win. Because the Tain of Minos Leventa means I bought it from you after you bought it 4 years ago. That definitely would win. Now he's putting forward a taina that by itself would not be nema. But if we can believe in Bemigo the Minel Zaventa, then he's going to win. What's the taina, according to you, that he can put forward?
Well, clearly the star is puzzle. So if he would have been Mocha on the star, now he would have to go be Mekai on the star. We would find out that it's puzzle.
But I mean, how do we know it's puzzle? So his taina is what?
Well, he knows, the Masa knows.
But we're listening to his taina and trying to figure out, is the taina believable or not? What's his taina? His time is he bought it from the Marakama. When?
6 years.
6 years ago. Okay. And why is that Nema? By itself is not going to be Nema. It's only 2 years before the other Shtar. No, but Bemigo that he could send me now Zaventa. He would win if he sent me now Zaventa. So we will trust him that he bought it from the Marakama 6 years ago. And if he bought it from the Marakama 6 years ago, the Marakama didn't have the right to sell it 4 years ago to the other guy. Again, the fact that he bought it 6 years ago, there's no chazaka in those 2 years. But if we believe him in his taina that he bought from the Marakama, then he wins. Why should we believe him? Bemigo that he can say, "Minel Zaventa." Okay. Why did the Yeshua Farshim give this interesting pshat? It certainly is not the pshat of the Gemara. That Hani Mili Da'ach L'Sheva means that he has a taina Da'ach L'Sheva. He doesn't actually have Eidin Da'ach L'Sheva. The Rashbam explains. The Rashbam says the reason why the Yeshua Farshim gave this pshat that he doesn't have Edom on 7 is because if he has Edom on 7, then what's the chiddush of the whole Gemara? Rava says, Ovid, inish, the kar l'shnei chazaka shani tuva. Right? So if you have Edom, on Sheva Shanim, so even if lo Ovid inish, the kar l'shnei tuva shnei chazaka, he still should win. There are Edom. So what does it matter? maybe people don't call. Okay, so he's changing his mind. Does it really matter what the person says? The Edom carried it up. So what does it really matter? So come the Yeshua Farshim and say, obviously we're not talking about that there are Edom in Sheva Shanim, because then there wouldn't be a Shaila. It must be that there are only Edom on 3 years. He's putting forward a Taina. He's putting forward a Taina, so then we have to figure out, is that what he said before? Right? Is it that Ovid Inish Dekar L'Shari Tuvish Nechazako or not? It must be that there are no Edom. The Rashbam himself says, I don't understand. Even if you interpret that Achla Sheva Shanim means that you need Edim on Sheva Shanim, there still is a Chiddush in Rava. The Chiddush in Rava is that it's not Toim because of a Toim. The Yeshua Farshim in the Rashbam says that if we're talking about that there are Edim on Sheva Shanim, then there's no Chiddush in Rava. The Rashbam says there still is a Chiddush in Rava, that he's not Chosev Toim. He's not called Chosev. If Lo avidi inchi the kar l'shani tu mishnei chazaka, then he's chosev atoin. And what? And he shouldn't be neman even if there are edim that are supporting him. Right? That's what it sounds like from the Rashban. The chiddush of Rabbah is that he's not called chosev atoin? Because if he would be chosev atoin, then all the edim in the world would not help him. Where's the lashon of the Rashban? Why do you need Ovid Inish? Even if low Ovid Inish, there are Edim. Who cares whether it's normal for people to refer to Shnei Chazaka as more than 3 years? V'lav Milsa, who's Dr. Ashbam, I don't think that's right. Shari HaChazaka, B'makom Shtar Omedes. V'lo Yecheskas Gimel Shonim Achronim, Sheesh Lo Edim Aleim, El Shtar Shel Gimel Shonim. V'ray Shtar Shel Dalit Shonim HaKodim L'Poslo. If lo Ovid Inish the Kari L'Shari Tu V'Shnei Chazaka, if we would view it as Toin V'Choz V'Toin, then even if there were Edim on Sheva Shanim, we still wouldn't follow the Edim. Because Hodas Baldin Kemeya Edim Dami. Hodas Baldin is stronger than Edim. So if it's a chos of a towing, then we would only trust his first word. We wouldn't trust the 7 years. We would assume that it's only 3 years of chazak, and he would lose. The Yesh Mefarshim apparently didn't hold like that. The Yesh Mefarshim felt that, no problem with toying v'chos. No chiddush of toying v'chos of a toying over here. So the Yesh Mefarshim say that, obviously there are no Edom, because if there were Edom, then there's no Shiloh. I don't need Rava. Right? If there were Edom, then of course we're going to follow the Edom. What's the machlokas, the Rashbam and the Yesh Mefarshim? Whether there's some kind of a chiddush in Rava? Is there a chiddush in Rava even if we view it as toying v'chos of a toying? The Rashbam says the chiddush in Rava is that it's not toying v'chos of a toying, because it will be chos of a toying, that even with Eidim it will be nemet. Apparently, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, no. Even if it will be chos of a toying, we'd still follow the Eidim. Even if it will be chos of a toying, we'd still follow the Eidim. So there's no chiddush. Must be the chiddush is that he doesn't have Edom on 7 years, it's only a tain of 7 years. What's the machlokas? What if it's toim b'chos of a toim, we'd still follow the Edom, but hodas b'den k'me Edom then. So l'chora, the machlokas Rashbam Yesh Mefarshim relates to the next sugya that we're going to get, not the next sugya, but as we're going to get to Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph, two sugyas down, right? There's a shaila, what's the problem of toim b'chos of a toim? Person puts forward one taina, then he changes the taina. So we paskin that you can't be toying b'chos of a toying. You can't change the taina. Why? What's the problem? So one way to look at it is hodas b'din k'mei edim dami. Once you put forward the first taina, so you're being molded that that's the emes. So you can't change it because that's a chazara on your hodas b'din. Right? It's a chazara on your hodas b'din, and you can't do that. Ain't a chos of a toying. Let's say. Eino nemon neged hodas baldin. That's one way to look at eino chozer. But the other way to look at it is maybe there's no problem of hodas baldin over here. Right, what's he doing over here? He's putting forward a tainus p'tur. So he's changing the reason why he's putting. He's not mechayev himself. It's not machayev itself. Maybe hodas b'din k'mei edom for some reason does not apply over here. We'll have to get to it in greater detail. But maybe eino chos of a toying is just the problem is that if you put forward one taina, now he's changing, that's a reyesa in his taina. It's a reyesa b'tanasa, that's all. It's not that he's going against hodas b'din. It's not that he's going against his original hodas b'din. Somehow that's not a problem over here. Argue you can change, and that's not a steer it. He's the same individual. If hodas b'din k'mei edom dami, then he can change it. Or maybe there's no problem of hodas b'din here b'chlal. But the point is, eino chos of a toying is because there's a reyus of b'tanoso. He said something, and now he's changing. If he can explain it, it's one thing. But if you can't explain it, if people do not refer to shani tuva shnei chazaka, so then he's changing his taina. It's a reyus in his taina. What's an afkimina? Nothing is obvious. Let's say there are Eidim, like his second taina. If the problem is hodas b'din k'mei edom dami locked in his first taina, you can't go against the hodas b'din k'mei edom dami, so even if you have Eidim, it's not going to help you. His hodas b'din is stronger than Eidim. So if the problem is it's only a reyus in his taina, okay, there's a reyus in his taina. But so what? If I have Eidim that are supporting his second taina, so the Eidim take the reyus away. Right, he was chos of a toying. He gave the second taina, but there's a reyus in that second taina. Come on, he said the first taina something different, so there's a reyus in his second taina. But if Edom are supporting his second taina, there's no reyus in the taina. The Edom support the taina, so that taina's going to win. That taina's going to win. Come the Yesh Mefarshim, and they say, if you have Edom of Sheva Shanim, so then Rav is not a chiddush. Who cares whether Ovid Inish, the Kari L'Shani Tuva, Shnei Chazaka, or not? It doesn't matter whether people refer to Shani Tuva, Shnei Chazaka. Even if they don't, if you have Edom on Sheva Shanim Avada, we follow the Edom. There's no Chiddush in Rava. That's why the Yesh Mefarshim felt compelled to say that there are no Edom, it's just a Taina. If there are Edom, then there's no Chiddush that the Edom can enable him to be chozer b'tanaso. Because the problem of eino chozer b'tanaso is only that it's a reyes and his taina. His second taina has a reyes. But if there are eidim that support the second taina, then we should follow the eidim. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Even if people don't refer to shani tuv v'shnei chazakah, we still should follow the eidim. Comes the Rashbam and says, you misunderstood what eino chozer b'tanaso is all about. Eino chozer b'tanaso because there was a hodah spelled in. If there's a hodah spelled in, then eidim are not going to help you. So Rava's chiddush is it's not a chozer b'tanaso. Because if it would be a chozer b'tanaso, then taka eidim would not help you. So there really is a chiddush in Rava. There really is a chiddush in Rava. So because there's a chiddush in Rava, the Rashbam says, let's learn the Gemara kipshuto. Not like the Rashbam. Not like the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashbam. Let's learn the Gemara kipshuto. That v'hani emili da'och l'sheva means that he actually had eidim da'och l'sheva. It's not just the Taina, but rather he had eidim. Questions? Yeah.
Brother Rashbam, not the Yesh Mefarshim, would you say that the first sign of Eino Neman against the Spalding is just not kasha?
Eino Neman, the Rashbam, who says what? Eino Chos V'Toin is based on Hadas Bazin, that he locked in the first time. Yeah, go ahead.
So in our case, since there's Eidim, he has his Eidim, quote unquote, because Kim Eidim to me against the Eidim here, and it's just not kasha.
It's a hakasha, and therefore the Eidim are not going to be Neman. So yeah, I mean, you could say even stronger that his hodas badin is kameya edim is even stronger. But we normally assume trei kameya that if you have two edim are the same as 100 edim. So basically, yeah. So it's as if there are no edim over here because he's makchesh the edim. So therefore, it's as if there's no edim here before. Yeah. Okay, that's the basic sugi. Some of the rishonim ask another kasha. On the maskon of the Gemara, that shis ein lecha mecha gedola mizu. Okay, let's take the Gemara kepshuta. If he has eidim of sheva of sheishanim, then ein lecha mecha gedola mizu. Ein lecha mecha gedola mizu. What's the mecha? The fact that the Marakama sold the field in Tavshinai and Tess. He sold the field only 4 years ago. Within the Shnei Chazakah, the machzik was only machzik for 2 years. Then there was a machah. So if there was a machah, then the master should hold on to a shtar. If he doesn't have a shtar, that's the biggest reyes in his taina. He claims he bought the field, but he should have held on to the shtar because the marakama was actually mocha. He was mocha through the mechir. He was mocha through the mechir. Fregin ala rishonim, all the rishonim ask, but the Gemara daf lamed hesamid beis says that sarach limchos besov kol sholosh v'sholosh. That you have to be mocha each and every cycle of 3 years. So there was a machah over here, right? If he bought it in Tavshinai and Zion. So there was a macha at year number two, right? But he has to be mocha every 3 years, at least once in 3 years. So he should have to be mocha again. He was not mocha again. Take days. 2, 3. Really should have drawn it differently, right? The shtar really should be after year 4. So he should have been mocha another time. He wasn't mocha another time. He was only mocha once. He sold the karka to this ma'ara. How does that work? Why should the machzik lose? The machzik should say, but you weren't mocha again. You weren't mocha again. Tzorech limchos b'sof kol sholosh v'sholosh. So even if he sold the field to that individual, let's say he sold the field before he was machzik, right? Before he was machzik gimel shon. He was machzik beis shon. But now he was machzik afterwards. He was machzik another gimel shonim after that. So he had to be mocha again. Meaning, the machzik doesn't hold on to his shtar after 3 years without a mechah. So, when he saw that this individual was mocha after 2 years, so then he should have held on to the shtar. But then he wasn't mocha within the next 3 years, so why should he lose out? Doesn't the marakam have to be mocha b'sof kol sholosh v'sholosh? At least once within the 3 years. So if he wasn't mocha, then the mechah is batal. Mechah is batal, so the machzik should win. That's the kasha that the Rishonim ask. Why is it that Aval Shisem Mecha Mecha Gadol Mizu? That's only one Mecha, but he wasn't Mocha again. So if he wasn't Mocha again, so then the whole Mecha is Batal. The Mecha is Batal Mafrei. Mecha is Batal Mafrei. So Lachor, the answer is we have to understand why is it that you have to be Mocha Besov Kol Shalosh V'Shalosh? Why is it that you have to be Mocha Besov Kol Shalosh V'Shalosh? Why is it? Rashbam on the Aflamet Tesem Beis quotes two different perushim. Rashbam quotes two different perushim. How many Talmidim got to the Rashbam in the Gemara on the Aflamet Tesem Beis? Okay, you know what? So let's hold this. This is just a prat that we have to add to the sugya. The last couple of lines of the Maran Makomis. Okay, try to do the Rashbam tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem will finish this up, the Rashbam. It's very important, the 2 days. Do the Rosh. Rosh is going to explain, according to the other Shita. We'll try to be Mashlimis tomorrow. And then in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to move on. Move on to the Sugya of Migu B'Makom Eden, the next Sugya on that Bamid Aleph.